I want to bring in Dan Hicks this morning for the Freeze Notice Weather Center. Dan, how are you today?
Good morning, just fine.
Good. Well, it's kind of ironic. I was going to set up a visit with you today to talk a little bit about the dry conditions, and lo and behold, for the first time in recent memory, we have a severe weather note to share.
We do. We have a severe thunderstorm watch, which was in effect for eastern Nebraska. It's been extended into a few counties in western Iowa, Monona, Harrison, Shelby, and Pottawatomie. We've got a line of thunderstorms from around Sioux City and trails back to the southwest toward the Grand Island area. The leading edge of that storm, we're seeing some gusty winds up around 60 to 70 miles per hour as they move to the southeast. It looks like the strongest storms will kind of move down the Missouri River Valley through some of the far western counties of Iowa and those eastern parts of Nebraska through the morning hours. It might be a situation where the heaviest rainfall tends to stay to the west of the Atlantic area over the next 3 or 4 hours. There'll be some additional rain chances this afternoon and this evening, but as many times this season, not all of Iowa is going to see significant rain out of this rain chance. It seems like we get hit and miss heavy rains, but the general trend here has been for below normal rainfall for quite some time. You know, here in Atlantic, we're running 4.75 inches below normal on rainfall since the 1st of May, so we've built up quite a deficit here in the past 40 days or so.
Yeah, and you can take that back further because we've really been experiencing dry conditions here in the region kind of since about the middle of last summer.
Right. The drought has been kind of a lingering factor in parts of the northern half of the plains and the western Midwest during that period of time. And when you add in these days in the 90s, that really saps the moisture out of the ground and worsens that drought condition. The latest drought index, of course, which contains data through last Tuesday, you know, showed that expanding some over the state of Iowa and some of the bordering states.
Yeah, it's really most all of Iowa outside of the far southeastern portion of the state has been just dry for the most part, but it hasn't been like a severe dry. It's been kind of a slow, long process.
Right. You know, we did have some rain, you know, back in March, April, and May. We had, you know, enough rain to, you know, keep the topsoil moist for times, but the subsoils, you know, during that period of time were still drier than normal. And of course, you know, many parts of Iowa have had no rain for the first 10 days of June. You know, June is one of our wettest months based on climate normals, and it just hasn't been much rain so far this month. And again, I think this current system, beneficial amounts, primarily some of the far western counties of Iowa, you know, today into this evening, I think a large part of the state is going to be left out from any real significant rain here the next 12 to 18 hours.
Yeah. Is there one real cause for this pattern?
Well, I think that in the short term, going back to the 1st of June, we had kind of a stalled or a blocked weather system the past several days. We had an upper-level system which is kind of anchored over Kansas and Oklahoma and high pressure to the north, and that upper-level low just drifted to the north and to the east, and we have been seeing some thunderstorms in parts of Missouri, eastern Iowa, and areas east of the Mississippi, but farther to the north and west, there's just really been no decent system to trigger any thunderstorms over the past several days. Now, we do have this cool front coming down right now, which is triggering the line of storms we're seeing off to our northwest currently this morning. But, you know, once this goes through, I think we're going to go back into a pattern of relatively below normal precipitation on into the 6 to 10 day time frame. So this system is bringing some short-term relief to a few areas, but you know, I think the longer-term trend, I think, is still for below normal rainfall in quite a bit of the western Midwest.
You know, and there's been a trend here lately, too. I've been kind of watching the humidity levels. Typically, you know, we're sitting somewhere in the 60s, 70s, 80% range for humidities this time of the year. But afternoon humidity levels have been like in the 30s over the last couple of weeks.
Right. When this warming trend started last weekend, we had, you know, relatively dry air over the Midwest. Just in the past couple of days, those dew points have climbed up to the 60s to around 70, but you're right, early in the month and the early part of this warm spell, air a little bit drier than we typically see in June here in Iowa. Some of that slightly drier air will come in behind this next system, and temperatures won't change a great deal behind this system, but we'll have a few days of lower humidity once again. And of course, this time of year, when you don't have that moisture in the air, it makes it even more difficult to trigger significant rain.
You know, Dan, I guess the easy reaction here is that, well, wow, if June is usually one of our wettest months and it's turning out to be very, very dry this year, what does that say for the rest of the summer?
Well, things can turn around, of course, but I you know, looking at long-term weather trends, you know, we just came out of a La Nina that ended this past spring, and if you look back at some years similar to that where we had a La Nina through the winter and early spring, and then it diminished in the spring and neutral conditions continued through the summer, there does seem to be a trend for summer rainfall, and I'm talking the three-month June, July, August period, to be below normal in Iowa and areas to the north and west. So, you know, perhaps we're seeing some of that effect taking place right now. We have had, of course, years where June has been dry, then it's turned wet in July, but, you know, based on those correlations, we could continue to see below normal rainfall on average, you know, farther into the summer here in Iowa.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been kind of frustrating. It's if I didn't have a calendar here nearby and just had to make a guess, I'd say it's probably August right now.
Right. I mean, these temperatures are more typical of July and August, and we haven't set too many records in Iowa, but there have been some record highs to our north. It's actually been hotter in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas than it has been in Iowa. We've seen a few readings up around 100 in western Minnesota and the Dakotas, been some records up there. Farther south and east, it's been a little bit cooler, kind of unusual for this time of year. You know, we get a little bit of cooling behind this system over the next few days. It looks like, you know, as we move into next week, the hottest weather generally stays in the plains, but I think we'll certainly see some low 90s at least, you know, coming back into the western part of the state next week. And at least right now, it looks like rainfall fairly limited after this system goes through and probably right into the 6 to 10 day period.
Yeah, I guess if there's a good thing about any of this, the good part would be is that we have had almost no severe weather here anywhere in the state this spring and summer.
Right. You know, we had some cool periods of weather back in April and May when we typically start to see severe weather. And, you know, when we've had the warmer weather, we just haven't had the strong weather systems to produce severe weather. And I think that's, you know, been the case over quite a bit of the central and north central U.S. Now, we've had probably more severe weather off to our northwest the past 24 hours than many places have seen all spring so far. There's been quite a few severe thunderstorms, eastern Dakotas, northeast Nebraska, western Minnesota. So this is probably one of the larger events we've had, you know, so far this year in the north central part of the country.
Yeah. So anyway, for the next little bit of time, we'll see what we get out of today's system moving through. But after that, it looks like probably about another 5 to 7 days or so of dry weather.
Yeah, that's the way it looks. I think, you know, the strongest storms kind of moving right down the Missouri River Valley, maybe not getting quite as far east as Atlantic. We'll have to watch them here this morning. But certainly our listeners to the west, closer to the Missouri River, potential for some gusty winds and at least some brief heavy rainfall coming up over the next 3 or 4 hours.
All right. Well, we'll just keep our fingers crossed and keep watching. Dan, thank you so much. Appreciate the time here this morning.
You're welcome.